Hello everyone, this is Roger Pipe from RogerReviews.com. Welcome to episode 12 of the 2015 podcast series based on the 2015 AVN Awards Show. Follow along with us if you will, please. Go to AVN.com, up in the right-hand corner, AVN Awards, up in the left-hand column, nominees. We are on episode 12, so if you haven't gone back and listened to 1 through 11, go ahead and do that. It'll help you catch up. Otherwise, we'll try and keep it simple. We're basically going down the list of nominees, talking about who we think's going to win, who we think's deserving, who we think might have gotten left off. Along the way, we will talk topics. Who am I? I'm Roger Pipe. 20 years in this industry as a critic, about 10 years as an AVN voter. I have some insight, and we like to do this. Feedback is welcome. Raj at RogerReviews.com, Raj at PipelineMultimedia.com, or click on the feedback section right here on this very page, and you can leave feedback. You can also leave it through Facebook, thanks to Natalie Dawn, the amazing webmaster of RogerReviews.com. If you want to go ahead and support the site, there are lots of links everywhere on the site. They're either affiliate links or paid links. We really appreciate your business and your support buying your porn, which helps keep us working and producing more porn as we go. Without further ado, we're about three quarters of the way down the list of nominees, starting with Best Transsexual Release. See, this one's a really tough one for me because this is not a genre that I watch. It's not something that I enjoy. It's not something that really appeals to me. So I will watch the occasional title, but it's not something that I watch a lot of. I'm certainly not an expert in it. So it's not one that I actually voted in. So I don't think I watched any of these, to be honest, until they came for review, and then I did watch them. I didn't review them, though. People have asked me for a long time why I don't do transsexual videos, why I don't do gay videos, why I don't do a lot of fetish stuff. And the answer is the same. Because it's not something that interests me, I can judge it based on technical qualities, pacing, if there's a story. But otherwise, I don't think I can judge how sexually hot it is because it's not at all, but it's not at all to me. So if it's not at all to me, I really don't know what good I'm going to do anybody. I can't tell you particularly what makes it good because it's just so completely out of my wheelhouse, like a lot of the fetish stuff. So, and there's a lot of stuff that I recognize on here. You know, the America's Next Top Tranny series is always in here. The I Kill It TS, I watched a couple of those. They're kind of funny. Porn Stars Love Trannies is... And again, maybe this is a good time to bring this back up because a transsexual performer did bring up the fact that things like the word tranny, and we've got America's Next Top Tranny, House of She-Males, that was another one. Tranny and She-Male, the performer would like removed from the lexicon. We got tranny, we got She-Male, we got I Kill TS, I'm not sure if that's an offensive term, trannies, She-Male, She-Male Secret Service, Tranny Chaser, Trans at Play, Trans Men Adventures, Transsexually Speaking, Transsexual Gangbangers, TS Girlfriend, TS Playground. So, you know, we go back to this. We didn't get a whole lot of feedback. Is it offensive? Is it not? And if it is offensive and we remove it, what other terms are offensive? I mean, there's a whole lot of terms that are used in porn titles that would be offensive to a lot of people. So I leave that topic open to you. Same thing with Best Transsexual Series. Not something I feel particularly qualified to speak much on. I do wonder how long it'll be before, like, Best Transsexual Sex Scene. Here we've got a transsexual performer with Christian, Wendy Williams with Ramon, Vanity Castro and Ramon, Kelly Claymore and Rain DeGray. So you have a transsexual performer with a male performer. Here you have transsexual with female. You've got some that are transsexual with transsexual. I wonder how long it'll be before they separate it out. Because for some people, you know, I've had a lot of guys say, you know, I like transsexual performers with genetic females, that they like that, but they don't like the other. I don't know. I don't know how many of you want to weigh in and tell me what your transsexual preference is, but I do think that we're getting to a point where maybe people start to differentiate and separate. Moving on, and again, we can talk more about this. It's just not an area where I really have a whole lot of expertise in. You know, here you've got Eva Lynn with Katja Kassin, Venix Lux with Dana Vespoli. So you've got really hot genetic females with transsexual performers. is that going to be hotter to you than watching a transsexual, you know, fuck a dude? I don't know. You guys tell me. Best vignette release. I like this one. Entrapments from Forbidden Fruits, Erotico, Digital Playground, Exchange Students, Smash Pictures. That one had Alina Lee in it. It was very good. Fantasies Come True 2 from Pure Passion. Hot for Teacher, Wicked Pictures. I Love My Hot Wife, New Sensations. Really liked that one, by the way. My First Job, Third Degree, Naughty Rich Girls 8 from Naughty America. Nerdgasm, Desire Films. A lot of fun. A lot of fun, especially if you like kind of nerdy, geeky girls. Or hot girls dressed up nerdy, geeky. Nympho's Wicked Pictures, Porn Stars Like It Big, 20 from Brazzers, Real Wife Stories, 18 from Brazzers, Romantic Aggression from Kelly Madison, Romantic Fantasies from Vivid, and Sexually Explicit Girlfriend Films. Sexually Explicit is a good line from Biscow, Bisco, whatever his name is. And Exchange Students was a lot of fun, and I really liked Nerdgasm a whole lot. Best Young Girl Release, The Adventures of a Teddy Bear from Kelly Madison. Totally different from most of the movies in this category. Creepy, odd, interestingly shot, interesting thing. Beautiful new Faces from Girlfriends Films. Brand New Girls from Kevin Moore. Evil Angel. Fresh Girls, Jules Jordan Video. I Bang Teens from Red Light. Pure 2 from Arrows. Slut Puppies 8, Jules Jordan. One of the better movies of the year, if you want to maybe handicap this race. Super Cute from Hard X. Teen Manipulations from Forbidden Fruits. The Teenaholics 2, Joey Silvera, Evil Angel, Teens Love Huge Cocks 2, Reality Kings, Who's Your Daddy 16, Zero Tolerance, Young and Glamorous 6, Jules Jordan, Young Girl Seductions, Pure Passion, and Young Thighs in Knee Highs from Third Degree. Like that title. Slut Puppies 8 is tough to beat. It really is. Adventures of Teddy Bear is an interesting title. Not one of my favorites. It was a little too creepy, but I do think it has a shot because it was a very interesting concept. One of the best categories, in my opinion. Clever title of the year. Ready? This should all make you giggle. Hope you're all listening to this podcast, maybe on your way to work, and you're going to laugh. One in the Slit, One in the Shit from Tug Zone. 12 Inches a Slave from Hot Mess. Dawn of the Planet of the Gapes from Hot Mess. DNA, Daughters Need Anal from Desperate Pleasures. Fishing for Pussy, Nacho Vidal, Evil Angel. I'm Not 50, I'm 5 Perfect Tens from ATK Kickass. The Little Spermaid from Dream Zone. My Black Stepdaddy Disciplined Me, Now My Pussy Is Sore from Lethal Hardcore. Lethal Hardcore does seem to have the longest titles in the business. Pregnant and Pounded, Desperate Pleasures. Romancing Her Rectum from Illicit Behavior. Sexy, Horny, and Homeless from Private. She Divorced Me, So I Fucked Her Hot Slutty Attorney. Also, Lethal Hardcore. Transformers from Bizarre Video. Maybe that Wednesday made me laugh. Two Chicks at the Same Time, Man, from Burning Angel. You Twerk It, I'll Jerk It, from Devil's Films. You know, you guys decide. Feedback time. Tell me what you think should win this category. I really liked it. I gotta say, Transformers is pretty damn funny. The long ones are good, too. She Divorced Me, So I Fucked Her Hot Slutty Attorney. Kind of good. Director of the Year. Here we go. Now we're getting into some big ones. We're down to our last couple here. So, Director of the Year, this is for body of work. James Avalon, Brad Armstrong, Axel Braun, Stormy Daniels, James Dean, William H., Giacometta, Jules Jordan, Ryan and Kelly Madison, Mason, Eddie Powell, Joey Silvera, Bisco, Jackie St. James, and Dana Vespoli. I do believe this is the most female directors we've ever had on this list. Dana, Jackie, Mason, if you want to count Kelly Madison as a partner, Stormy Daniels. That's five women. It's getting stronger. The female director category is getting stronger. Who do I like? This is one of those times when I would say that nobody had a standout strong year, which is not to say nobody was good, because certainly they were, but it wasn't one of those years where you said Jules Jordan or Axel Braun or William H. You can make an argument for all three of those people. Brad Armstrong had another good year. James Dean came on a little bit. I think he did some really interesting stuff. Mason's stuff is always good. Ryan and Kelly Madison stepped up their game big time, from just their basic porn fidelity stuff, which I like, to some very creative and edgy titles, and they're shooting a lot more. Eddie Powell's stuff was good again this year. Jackie St. James does really nice feature work. Biscow, definitely has a knack for doing lots of different things well. So he had a good year. And Dana Vespoli really sort of pushed the edge a little bit too. It's tough to, really tough to handicap here. I mean, Jules Jordan stuff is still fantastic. It's still among the best in the business. Tough to argue against him ever, you know. Female foreign performer of the year. This is one of those, I don't know that I see enough of these girls over and over until award time. But we'll go over and then we're going to skip down to the bottom and come back. Abby Catt, Samantha Bentley, Alexis Crystal, Tiffany Dahl, Gina Gerson, Kathy Heaven, Hennessy, Jasmine J, Francesca James, Anissa Kate, Lola Reeve, Ivana Sugar, Mira Sunset, Lola Taylor, Charlize Tinkerbell, Anissa Kate. And if you need a second place finisher, how about Anissa Kate? There, how's that? That's my feeling. Samantha Bentley's very, very sexy. So is Abby Catt. So is Ivana Sugar. But in the end, Anissa Kate. Now we're going to go toward the bottom. For those of you following at home, we are going to, let's see, these are some, we're not going to do the lingerie, best lubricant. You guys have a favorite lubricant? There you go, another request for feedback. Favorite lubricant, lingerie or apparel, fetish manufacturer, enhancement manufacturer, best enhancement, so you can enhance yourself. That's in the pleasure department. Now, transsexual performer of the year, again, not something I really feel like I can speak to because I don't watch enough of it. I did notice Wendy Williams is on here again, Vanity, Venus Lux, Ava Lynn, Chloe Hart, I recognize her name. So those of you who do watch a lot of transsexual porn, who's the hottest? If you're listening and you're in transsexual porn and you're on there, tell me why I should vote for you. And I will absolutely vote. And look, guys who like transsexual porn, what's the most important thing? Is it how pretty they are? Is it how feminine they look? Is it how hot their body looks? Is it how energetic they are? Is it how big their dick is? What's the primary draw for you, transsexual porn fans? I open that up to you. We're actually going to get through everything in this episode right here. Yes, we are. Most outrageous sex scene. Anal Motherfuckers 2, Mike Adriano, A Double Rosebud, Barbarella Kinky Parody, When the Orgasmatron Just Ain't Cutting It Anymore, Lorelei Lee. Cream Dreams 2, Jason Evil Angel, Annika Albright and Zoe Monroe, Cowgirls of Ass Dairy Ranch. Dark Perversions 3, Skin Diamond and Ryan Madison, Santa's Bloody Little Helper, The Destruction of Bonnie Rotten, Big Giant Gangbang, E.T. Triple X, Jody Taylor and Bradley Remington, and E.T. and E.T. Bone Ho. Fluid 2, Dana Vespoli, Mother's Milk, Caden Cross and Dana Vespoli, Gangbang Me, with Adriana Chechik, Pornucopia, the SpongeBob SquareNut scene, SpongeBob and Patrick, Double Team Sandy. Pretty Sloppy 5, Chocolate Martinis with Madison Ivy and Ashley Fires. Studio A, Joey Silvera, Bat Her Up, Layla Price and Sarah Chavon. Submission, Deviant with Maddie O'Reilly and Mr. Pete, Feeling Ashy. This Ain't Game of Thrones Triple X, Marie McCrae and Eva Stone. Poontang for Tyrion. I don't watch Game of Thrones. I know, I'm officially out of the white people club, but I don't watch Game of Thrones. I remember that scene, though. Treacherous, Severe Society, with lots of people. Wow. Aiden Starr, Jay Taylor, Maya Davis, Dana De Armand, Anna Valentina, Kiki Dare, Megan Cox, and Slutbottom Chris in They Don't Call Him Slutbottom Chris for Nothing. Somebody got himself pegged seriously. Voracious Season 4, Volume 2, Roxy Ray, Skin Diamond, Stoya, Lee Alexis, Wolf Hudson, and Rocco Siffredi, Steak and a Blowjob with Cream. I don't know. This one's hard. What is outrageous? I mean, there's some blasphemous stuff in here. There's some funny comic book stuff in here. There's some gross Double Rosebud stuff. There's all kinds of stuff in here. I don't know. What do you guys think? All right. And we got a couple more. Mainstream Star of the Year. This always confuses me. What exactly makes Mainstream Star of the Year? Who deserves it? Asa Akira, Tori Black, Sophie D, James Dean, Skin Diamond, Jessica Drake, Bobby Eden, Tommy Gunn, Aaliyah Janine, Bell Knox, Caden Cross, Porno Dan, Nikki Phoenix, Bonnie Rotten, and Stoya. Who was mainstream? It'd be good maybe to do a whole broadcast on this and just see the mainstream stuff people did. Bell Knox got herself mentioned a whole lot. We've talked a little bit about the difference between being really good and being really famous. Porno Dan is everywhere, fantastically so. Tommy Gunn's doing some mainstream stuff. Jessica Drake. I really don't know, and I don't know what makes someone mainstream anymore. I think it's all sort of cross. Social media, I think, has really sort of made it less appealing for mainstream media to treat porn stars special. I don't know. This is one of those categories this year that just, it's not like anybody did anything super huge. Nobody wrote a book. Nobody appeared in a Academy Award nominated film. Male foreign performer, Mike Angelo, James Brossman, Danny D, Omar Galante, Lauro Giotto, Chokey Ice, Nino, David Perry, Renato, Ryan Ryder, Ian Scott, Rocco Siffredi, Thomas Stone, George Uhl, and Nacho Vidal. I used to think this was a category that we created so that Nacho, or so that Rocco wouldn't win every year. He's still going. Danny D is kind of an interesting performer, does a lot of Brazzers stuff, but Rocco is still kind of the cream of the crop, isn't he? So MILF, male and female, and that's it. We're done. So we'll do male performer first because we care less about that than we do about MILFs. Male performer of the year, Mike Adriano, Mick Blue, Xander Corvus, James Dean, Eric Everhard, Manuel Ferrara, Kieran Lee, Mr. Pete, Ramon Nomar, Tommy Pistol, Tony Rebus, Johnny Sins, Lexington Steel, Chris Strokes, and Prince Joshua. That's a strong group of guys. Let's face it, that's a really strong group of guys. Mike does lots of really filthy, hard anal sex. Mick Blue, really good performer, does a little bit of feature work. Xander does more feature work and is a good performer. I think I talked a little bit about his supporting actor performance. James Dean is top of his game. Eric Everhard's one of the best performers around. Manuel Ferrara seems to be the guy who's won this award a bunch. Kieran Lee, also excellent. Mr. Pete's very underrated, as is Ramon. He sort of flies under the radar. Tommy Pistol had another good year, especially with his acting. Johnny Sin's a good performer. Lexington Steel is still one of the very, very best ever. Chris Strokes is solid, and Prince Joshua, great. You can't really go wrong. I think if you're just doing it on performance, it's still tough to beat Everhard, Mick, and Lex. And Manuel. If you want to, and this is an area of great debate, especially among male performers, you guys can weigh in. If you want to consider overall body of work, I think you have to give a nod to James Dean and Xander Corvus for how strong they are as performers in addition to as actors, and then you know, Tommy Pistol's game gets stepped up because of his acting. So, there's that. MILF of the Year, Ava Adams, Julia Ann, Lisa Ann, Veronica Avlov, Sherry DeVille, Ariella Ferrara, Francesca Lay, Brandy Love, Kendra Lust, Kelly Madison, Kiara Mia, Allison Moore, India Summer, Nikita Von James, Jodie West. Beautiful women, sexy women, strong performers. Really good list with a short cream of the crop list. That cream of the crop includes India Summer, Francesca Lay, Veronica Avlov, Lisa Ann, and Julia Ann. That's the very, very, very top this year. There's some other really strong performers. Allison Moore is really hot. Nikita Von James is very sexy. Kelly Madison does her thing, man, and has a natural, amazing body. But I think Lisa, Julia, Veronica, and India are the top. That's my top four right there, and you'd be lucky to score any of them. And I think different types, too. Lisa Ann and Julia Ann were stars, went away, came back, and they've been even bigger and hotter than ever. India Summer entered porn a little later than a lot of women, and immediately. Honestly, I think she is Female Performer of the Year worthy, and they put her over here, I think, to give her maybe a better chance. Or maybe to give the other girls a chance against India. I think a couple years ago, you absolutely could have argued that India Summer was Performer of the Year. She was everywhere, looking beautiful, great acting. She did great acting again this year. So, you know, there's my top four. And finally, last and finally, redundant and repetitive, Female Performer of the Year 2015, Annika Albright. Beautiful, sexy, fantastic. AJ Applegate, absolutely beautiful, tremendous ass. Adriana Chechik, beautiful. Sticks a lot of things in her ass. Dani Daniels, absolutely gorgeous. Really coming into her own as a performer. Skin Diamond, totally, totally hot, exotic, and very sexy. Veruca James, Zoe Monroe, Maddie O'Reilly, really, really cute. Really like her ass. Chanel Preston, beautiful. Another strong year. She's had several in a row. That sometimes means it's her time. It sometimes means, you know, she's always going to finish second or third. We'll see. Romy Rain had a really good year, stepped up her game big time. Riley Reid, cutest little absolute filth hound in the business right now. Perfect combination of cute, girl next door, filthy, nasty, awesome. Bonnie Rotten won last year, had another strong year. I don't know that she's got back-to-back in her. Dahlia Sky, Jada Stevens, and Jody Taylor. I like Jody a lot, and Jada's got a really nice ass. I don't think this is a super strong list. Like a couple years ago when we had Alexis Texas, Tori Black, India Summer, Asa Akira, Christina Rose, five or six girls who absolutely you could have said, yeah, it's their year. This year, there's some good ones. I think Bonnie won last year, so I don't think she's up there this year. I think you're looking at Riley Reid. I think you're looking at Dani Daniels. And you're looking at AJ Applegate or Annika Albright. And I think AJ might be a little bit too fresh to win. And then a dark horse would be Chanel Preston getting one that maybe she deserved a couple years ago. So it's up to you guys now. What do you think? If I were going to bet, I'm not going to give you this one. I gave you the four I think have the best chance and that I think had the best years. So... And again, this isn't a bad list at all. I don't see a list, and I think that's not a criticism of the women on this list. I think it is an indictment on the industry as a whole. I don't think we're making the kind of movies that make superstars like we did a few years ago. So I think it's a little bit slower. Again, the top four at the top of that list are tremendous, tremendous, tremendous performers. So that's it. That is our 2015 podcast series. Went a little bit over on this one, but we got it done in 12 episodes. I want to thank you all for tuning in. I am Roger Pipe from RogerViews.com. We are working on, at the moment, a contest that will allow you guys to participate a little bit. Hopefully, I will come back and do one more of these to discuss that, and we'll probably come back and do one as a wrap-up. If we get enough feedback on these, I don't mind doing them. I kind of like it. So if you want to do a state of porn or if you want to send me a list of questions or something, we could do it. I'm not sure. I just want to sit down here and hear myself talk. But if we come up with some good topics, I'm good for it. So thank you, everybody. Thank you, AVN, for letting me vote. Thank you, AVN, for letting me talk about this a little bit. Thank you to all of the performers and directors and companies who sent movies. Thank you to everybody who commented. Houston Don especially always gives me a lot of great feedback. Really appreciate that. Thank you guys all for listening, for reading for almost 20 years and supporting me. It is my pleasure to get to do this, and I will happily return. I'll see some of you next week in Las Vegas, and we'll congratulate some of you on your fantastic wins. That's all. Have a great, great day, and once again, I am Roger Pipe from Roger Views. See ya.